childhood. So, innocence and purity equal childhood. We will listen now to all of part four, which contains within it all of the main thematic ideas we've heard so far in the introduction. I would remind you, we will hear the childhood theme. Then at measure 35, we will hear the innocence motive, this time played by the flute. Then we will hear the childhood theme again, played by that lyric solo violin. Then in quick succession, innocence motive, played by the flute, love theme motive, played by the oboe, innocence motive, played by the clarinet. Having heard all of these a few times each, we should be able to follow this progression of thematic ideas with fair ease now, I hope, as we move through part four. I will indicate what measure we are listening to at a given moment so that you might be following with your word scores, measures 29, 35, and 42. Part four, introduction. 29, 35. All right, now we're ready to hear the whole introduction straight on through, and we're ready to really start becoming aware of how Strauss is building his materials and how he's conflicting between inner and outer states in an ongoing fashion. The only part of the introduction, by the way, that we haven't already sampled is part five, so I would read from the word score a description of part five. It is a transition to the outer state of the exposition. The pain begins to intrude on the dreamy reverie, sighing strings and heartbeat rhythm versus innocence motives. Ominous string tremolo on a pedal G, that means a sustained G, accompanies mournful double reeds, sighs, and quiet love theme motives. And all of this gets quieter and quieter. You know, sometimes, my friends, it's more dramatic to get quieter and quieter. When things get too quiet, we expect the outburst to follow, and that's exactly what's going to happen. So Strauss isn't building up to the explosion of agonized pain of the exposition by getting louder. He's simply getting quieter and quieter in a way that makes us expect the very worst. From the beginning of the piece, then, the entire introduction. part two. Part three. Part four. Measure 35. Measure 46, part 5.